readings this morning talk to us about joy and exaltation, rejoicing, and for what reason? Because the King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. This is the cause of joy, first and foremost, for Our Lady. The first reading from the book of the prophet Zephaniah says, "Shout for joy, O daughter of Zion." And this daughter of Zion, this beloved daughter of Zion, the most blessed among all women, is the Blessed Virgin Mary. And the King of Israel, the Lord, is in her midst, that is, in her womb, from the moment of the Incarnation until the birth, giving Our Lady great joy. And notice how she brings that joy to the house of her cousin Elizabeth, St. John the Baptist, rejoicing and leaping for joy in the womb of his mother because of the presence of the Lord. Daughter of Zion also refers to the church. And this is a beautiful commentary on this passage. The primitive church was called the Daughter of Zion, for Christ gathered it together from the Jews in Zion, that is Mount Zion in the city of David. And so he made the old Zion pass over to the new, namely from the synagogue to the church. See, there's this continuum, right? From the people of God of the Old Testament to its fulfillment in Christ, and then continuing afterwards through the church. There's this continuation. For the old and the new, in a certain sense, are the same, precisely because of this continuation. For the Jews of the old believed in Christ's coming. Some who were there when he came believed. And even to our own day, some continue to convert and believe. The Church of Christ is truly and properly called the Daughter of Zion because she was originally gathered from the Jews in Zion, which, if the modern Jews would take this into consideration and understand it, they would no longer be Jews, but become Christians. And this is the will of God. This is the will of Christ. And so, we continue to rejoice in our own days, okay, as the people of God, for this very same reason, because the King of Israel, the Lord, is in our midst here in the Eucharist. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.